Next stop was the Roma restaurant in Brooklyn and a rendezvous with Salvatore Zucchini. I decided to look good while doing the dirty. Slipping into my single-breasted beige knitted wool jacket and skirt, I topped off the outfit with a dark red beret. Jauntily, I took a cab to the restaurant. On the sidewalk, two black buskers, no older than 9 or 10, were tap dancing and singing, "A good man is hard to find. You always get the other kind." I dropped 4 bits in their cap and entered the Roma. It was a small place. The few tables were covered with linen tablecloths that had seen too many washings. Each had an empty wine bottle supporting a candle. A fan turned slowly overhead and a grandfather clock ticked softly in the corner. The decorations consisted of daguerreotypes in cheap frames portraying Roman monuments and scenes like the Colosseum and St. Peter's, and a lot of rubble called classical ruins. Zucchini was sitting, as one might expect, with his back to the wall. But this time he would really be up against it. He looked worried, for good reason. Beside what I might do to him because of the rape, he owed his boss a diamond. Time was running out. He smiled without gladness. "How you doing, kid? I was really surprised to hear from you. What's up?" I lied. "You're going to be a father." The cigarette he intended to light never reached his lips. "You gotta be kidding. That's one of the chances you take." He snuffed out the weed. "I know somebody abroad in Coney. Not on your life. Right here in Brooklyn, there's someone." "No, Sal, I'm having the kid and you're paying up." "How do I know it's mine?" "You don't." He laughed the laugh of the saved. "Then forget it." Through the front window, I could see the buskers. "You rave, you even crave to see him lying in his grave," I said.
"Huh?"
"For $30,000, I'll walk out of here and never rat."
"You must be crazy. The average jerk don't make that much in 25 years.
Frankie Yale makes his boys marry the girls they knock up."
"I ain't one of his boys. I work for Miseria."
"Thanks for reminding me. Let's eat. I want 2 portions of ravioli on separate plates. I'm feeding 2. Sal ordered wine and spaghetti for himself. I asked for mineral water. Leaving the table, I went outside and invited the 2 buskers into the restaurant. "Your lunches are on me." A 5-spot placated the waiter, who balked at serving Negroes. As I returned to my seat, the waiter was pouring the wine and aqua minerale. Sal said, "Do you call this powwow to tell me you got one in the oven where there's still the little matter of Mr. Mazira missing a diamond?"
"First things first," I said enigmatically. I sipped my drink, saying little.
While we waited for the food, Sal glared at his fingers, occasionally nibbling at a nail. A runty guy, he looked like a rat ready to pounce. He shared that image and quality with AR. Both were calculating men driven by greed, trying to prove their worth. When the 2 plates of ravioli arrived, I told the waiter to give them to the buskers. Sal bristled.
"My appetite seems to have gone away," I said.
"Yeah, I noticed. Well, you can just pay for what you ordered, because I ain't."
He stood up to leave.
"Sit down, Sal," I said sweetly. "We haven't settled the matter of hush money."
"Just for knocking you up?"
"No, for killing Federico Truffer."
"Never met him."
He fiercely shoved his chair under the table and turned to go. I lunged across the table, grabbing his arm.
"I wouldn't leave yet, Sal. We haven't made any arrangements for your funeral."
"If you wasn't a dame," he said, shaking off my hand, "I'd break your nose for a crack like that."
"I was just doing you a favor, Sal. When Miseria and AR learn you killed Truffer, what kind of flowers shall I send to the church?"
Zucchini sat down and drew out a knife.
"See this? I could just march you into the back room and..."
I felt sure he was faking, but just to be safe, I took up where AR had left off.
"I wouldn't, Sal. Someone else knows. If I don't return, your luck has run out." Putting his knife on the table with a napkin over it, he snarled, "Let me see your hand."
"And if you don't like my cards?"
"It's your cut," he viciously punned.
"AR knows I'm here."
"To hell with AR!"
"You're braver than I thought."
"I'm waiting."
Those kids seem to be enjoying their meal. They're mopping up the sauce with the bread.
He reached across the table and slapped my face. "That just cost you another $5,000.
The waiter, seeing Sal slap me, rushed to the table. I grabbed the napkin covering the knife.
"Mr. Zucania," I said, "needs another. This one seems to be soiled."
"Mr. Saibo," responded the waiter, shaking his head, "he don't like shifts in his restaurant. If a cop should drop by..."
Sal quickly put the knife away.
"Please pay the gentleman," I said. As Sal paid the bill, I itemized the cost. "Here's what you're paying for. My college education and the kids. An apartment. My debts, which come to 10 grand. And my silence."
"Ain't you jumping to conclusions?"
"That's how I get my exercise."
"Always the smart aleck," he said. "Now put up or shut up."
"You wanted the stone so badly that when Truffa told you he'd sold it, you refused to believe him, resorting to torture. But Truffa wouldn't talk. That's why you burned him to death. Poor Frederico. And poor Sal. Once the cops know, you can imagine the rest. It's all written down, Sal, including the statement of a witness who saw you leaving Jungle Alley shortly after the murder." Never before or since have I extorted money from anyone. I must admit it felt awfully good. Maybe that's why the Lord reserves vengeance for himself, because it's so sweet. Sal wiped the sweat from his face.
"Since you got it all figured out, right down to covering your own ass, what's your price?"
The two kids came over to thank me. I told them Sal was their host. When they thanked him, he just scowled.
"You're the mother of my kid," he said.
Minutes before, he wanted me to have an abortion. Now he was proclaiming his fatherhood. The rotten hypocrite.
"It'll cost you 35 grand.
"You said 30.
"You shouldn't have hit me."
He lit another cigarette. I could see he was thinking it over, so I left the table and looked at the pictures on the wall. One of them was a castle prison, identified as a scene from the opera Tosca. The scene certainly captured the mood between me and Sal. When I sat down, he said,
"It'll take a few days. I stashed my dough out of town."
"The cash is only half of it."
"There's more?"
"To clear my name, I want the missing Farouk returned to Miseria."
"So does Mr. Miseria. I don't want him thinking I'm holding out on him."
Even though I knew I was taking a chance, I said, "If you'll swear on your mother's sacred honor that you'll return the stone to Miseria and rough up some SOB without killing him, I'll get you the ice, but not until you cough up the dough."
"You know where it is?"
"Don't ask, Sal." He ran his hand over his face, which registered confusion and anger. Sal was not happy.
"How do I know you ain't already told AR about who did it in Truffer?"
"You don't."
"Maybe he's even wise to this meeting."
"Maybe."
"I could make you tell me who's got the stone."
"You could." I agreed to what he was saying in order to cause him to worry. I wanted him to ask himself, how come she's acting this way, and conclude she must have all her bets covered. I just hoped that his fears would persuade him to pay me rather than croak me. It was a gamble for him and for me. The taut muscles in his neck and face showed the strain he was under. I realized my little game could backfire. He'd come this far, why stop now?
"Giuro sol l'onore di mia madre," he said grudgingly. "Ma dopo a merda."
From working in the rackets, I knew that he'd just sworn the oath of oaths and sworn me to secrecy.
"Till the grave," I said. "How do you want it?"
So accustomed was I to thinking like mobsters, for a moment I thought he was asking me how I wanted to die. "In small bills, nothing larger than a 20.
Put the cash in a suitcase and bring it to the Rothstein house. I'll need it by Monday. And the stone? When I see the dough. Sal quickly left. I thanked the waiter for his timely intervention and stood in front of the restaurant watching the kids tap dance. They were singing another song. Thailand, Thailand, little girl and boy land.